Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
On the other side, that's what I thought before I took the ride. I burned my bridges so I'd never look back. But if I had known the life I was searching for was looking me right in the eye, oh, if I had known I was searching for was already my own.
Yeah.
greener where you water the ground. That's what I found when I took the ride. I realized the mountain I've been climbing is nothing but sand, yo. I didn't know I already had the answers. No, I didn't know. Was looking me right in the eye, oh. If I had known the life I was searching for was already my own. Oh, baby, oh.
Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Good evening and welcome to the Family Room on Radio Africana, the space where we talk about parenting, we talk about children, and we talk about family life with an African heart and, of course, a global voice. And I'm your host, Faye Kemi, and I'm so glad you're spending your Saturday evening with me. Yes. Throughout the month of March, we have been celebrating women, because it was the Women's History Month, and then we used that to recognize the strengths, the sacrifices, and of course the achievements of so many women in our families and communities. And tonight is a very special one. It's a special episode because it's the final episode of our Women's History Month, of course, because it has to go down from March to recap and to talk about everything that we've talked about. And during the past weeks, we've spoken about women's purpose, we've spoken about wealth creation and financial confidence, we also spoke about health, we also spoke about well-being through Afro Fitness Dance. I believe that everybody enjoyed the episode 2 weeks ago, especially when we got the people from Luso Connect, you know, they joined us on that show that day. And to tonight is going to be a special one as we're going to end the series. I know it's Easter, and I believe that you enjoyed your Easter, your Good Friday holiday, and you're going to have an amazing time tomorrow, which is Easter Sunday and of course Monday. I'm so glad I'm on holiday and I can enjoy myself. I can enjoy myself with my family. And so as we end the series with something every woman needs but often neglects, so, and that is self-care and confidence. And now tonight's topic is self-care. It's about confidence, beauty, and why women must take care of themselves. Yes, why do we need to take care of ourselves as women? It is very important. It's quite sad when I see a lot of women, especially in this part of the world where I live, and they go on their 9-to-5, they go on all that, they put on all manners of things on their body, and they don't even take care of themselves. They don't have time. From daily to 365 days in a week, they don't have time for themselves. Because when women feel good about themselves, like I am feeling good about myself, they show up stronger for their families and communities. Honestly, because I'm feeling stronger and I feel good about myself, honestly, I'm stronger for my family. I remember what I'm supposed to do for my family. Someone was asking me, a doctor, when we were talking yesterday, said, do you suffer mood swing? I said, me, suffered mood swing. It's not in my DNA. So joining me tonight, we're going to be talking about so many things about why self-care. Why do we need to self-care? So we'll be right back after this short break. Don't go away. Thank you.
just they bounce with the groove. Look at it do. If you lose guard, then go bounce with your boo. I can vouch for my crew. I'm telling you, and to the do. Lifestyle of a crew. Make you dance, look they look. Then go they look. Then go they look. And if it's not enough, if I do 99, do the gory man. Don't know how to show you my love without f***ing up. But I can buy you a new baby. Straight from me,
You're welcome back to the Family Room on Radio Africana. Remember, today we are not going to be live on TikTok. I'm not live on my social media handles and the radio social media handles. But you can join us live on radio. You can tell your friends. You can go to my social media handle. You see the link for the radio, or you tell whoever to join on the website www.radioafricana. Go quickly to the App Store and download Radio Africana. So, like I said, we have just come out of Good Friday, which was a time of reflection, a time of sacrifice, and of course, love. Love for someone who sacrificed, you know, his life for many. So, a moment that reminds us of the power of giving, of caring, and of thinking beyond ourselves. And that is what we are meant to do as women for our family. That is what we are meant to do as men for our families. That's what we are meant to do even as children. I'm still a child because I've got parents. And as we prepare to celebrate Easter, a season of hope, a season of renewal and new beginnings, we also take a moment to reflect on the beautiful journey that we had throughout this month. Like I told you when we started the show, throughout the month we celebrated women, and Taiwo reminds us in that first episode of the power of preserving culture and pursuing purpose even in a new land. Sandra came after, and she opened our eyes to building wealth with confidence and creating generational legacy. And of course, we add Lisa Depina and of course Tiana Kamara. Lisa, if you could remember, inspired us through our work and impact in community and well-being. And Tanya also brought energy. Yes, that particular episode is always on my mind when I watch it, and remind us that movement and health are key to thriving life. I can say that for sure. That is what has made me movement, you know, the Afrofitbit. Just if you are a woman, just find somewhere where you can go to. And if you are in the UK, if you're not on Better UK, you are just doing yourself a lot of it's just very cheap to be on that app, to subscribe to it. You can go to any of their, you can go to wherever you register to, and then you have access to so many amenities and of course so many dance classes. So these conversations have shown us that women are not only strong, they are builders. Women are nurturers, creators, and leaders in our families. And tonight, like I said, we're going to close with a special one: self-care, confidence, beauty, and why women must take care of themselves. You know, because in the middle of caring for everyone else, I remember yesterday, I had to go after my work, I had to go for parents' evening, I have to do this, I'm still going to go shopping now to get some things for them because they're going to make their hair during the Easter, but I need to self-care myself. You know, the self-care I'm doing today, I have a dental appointment. I cancelled it in December, and I didn't bother again to book since January. But I had to. I almost want to cancel again today. I said no. Maybe I saw the text message. I said no, I was going for my dental care. So when was the last time you truly cared for yourself? So yesterday we reflected on, you know, we reflected on sacrifice. And the truth is, many women understand sacrifices truly. You know, as women, we give our time, we give our energy, we give our strength, we give our emotions. And sometimes it's not just to our immediate family. We give to our children, we give to our families, not family now, families, because we have. It's not just money, because someone like me now, I've got siblings that don't directly, you know, depend on me. But, you know, I still care for them. I still check up on them. And I still love up on them. And I've got, you know, my husband's family is to also check up on and love up on them as well. And of course, I still care for the community because I also volunteer in the community where I live. And you understand. So, but let me ask you, who takes care of a woman? Is it the man? Is it the children? Sometimes both of them do, you know, like those of us that have husbands who knows how to cook. Sometimes they pamper us by making nice, sumptuous meal for us and all that. They might not be good at, you know, home care and all that. And then we've got children. I remember on Sunday after doing home cooking from Friday to Saturday, the monthly cooking, I just had to lie down on the bed, you know, I had to just pull off everything. I told my younger daughter, you guys need to massage my body, and they got the oil and they gave me a nice masseuse, and I slept for 2 hours, 2 meaningful hours on Sunday. So I ask again, so who takes care of the woman? Who checks if she's tired? Like, I'm tired now. Has someone checked on me to know if I'm tired? Sometimes I go on some of the women group that I belong to and I ask, are you guys okay? Are you guys fine? And all that. So have you checked up on your friend? Have you checked up on your former colleague? Who reminds her that she matters to you? If you're a man and you're not reminding your wife that she matters to, not nice at all. So, and you know, one thing is that sacrifice is very powerful, but constant self-neglect is not strength. Women, sacrifice is very powerful, but when you neglect yourself constantly is not strength. When was the last time you went to the salon to make your hair? When was the last time you go for that manicure and that pedicure? I know some of us, you know, in this part of the world, we struggle. We want to know, the amount I will use to this is this pounds, and you're calculating your head. I need to do these bills. But have you prioritized yourself as well to say, okay, I'll alternate. I'll do my manicure this month, and next month I will skip and do my pedicure, and the following month I will do my nails and all that. Okay, if I do my nails, if it's a gel or a buy-up or something, it can last me for 2 months. So the second month of that month, I know I can do my pedicure and all that. You know, I could retouch my hair, but some Saturdays back I said, no, I just want to sit down, let somebody retouch my hair for me. My children are meant to do some things in their hair. They're meant to do some little things. I'm going to take them out to do it this weekend. I'm going to someone else that will do it, but of course going to be cheaper for me, very very cheap, like something minimal that they will do. But honestly, I cannot use my holiday to do that again this Easter holiday. And thank God one of them knows. Actually, I remember some months back, 2 months ago, she just said, Mom, don't worry, I can do my braids by myself. And she did her braids by herself. And that is a skill which I'm going to actually develop, because that is going to turn it into multiple streams of income. A girl child, I'm preparing herself. So you're all welcome back. Please relax as we dive deep into this topic so you can begin again, you know. And Easter reminds us, that's what Easter reminds us, that we can begin again. You can restore yourself. So as a woman, you're living in the UK, you're living in the US, you are living in Canada, you can begin again. I remember some of us, when we were back home, maybe every month you go for that masseuse, you do your you do your steaming. I do that a lot. You just do your steaming and all that. You steam your body. You do a lot of things on your body. But now you feel like the bills. But trust me, you can restore yourself. And you can also take time to rebuild yourself. Self-care doesn't have to be big. It can be resting without guilt. Taking care of your body. It can also be grooming yourself. Booking that manicure or that pedicure, like I said, and sitting in peace for a moment. Yeah, sitting in peace for a moment. Because you know what? When a woman takes care of herself, she regains her confidence. Because honestly, I would say for about 3 years here, I was not really taking care of myself. But in the last 1 year, I've actually been taking care of myself. I've regained my confidence. I've regained my energy. See, my energy level between last year, October, and now is just up there. Like I was talking to a doctor yesterday. I said, I felt this vitality around me. I just felt a lot younger because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So women out there, what are you doing? Are you just carrying all the pounds and all the Canadian dollars and the US dollars? Are you pumping it on only the house alone, taking a $50 or a £50 to take care of yourself will better your life, and it will also cascade down to your family because you'll become very agile to take care of your family. So, and of course, when you regain your confidence, you regain your energy. And when you regain your energy, guess what? It also shows up better for your family. Like it's showing up for my family. Like I have got a daughter now that is, you know, going to write GCSE. I'm working with her. I'm not that. If it was me of 2 or 3 years ago, I would not have a time because I lost it at that point. But now, you know, I've gained my energy back and all that. And there's nothing, you know, anything can take from me. I need to prioritize myself. I need to self-care for myself. So we'll go on a short break and we go back and we'll come back to do the family games segments because that will be a time to refresh ourselves. We'll be right back after this timeout. Don't go away.
Pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my funds. Me and my guys, they on soft. If you they hate, it no be my fault. But I wait for your love. Yo, I'm dripping. Blue water, Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls, no one leave me. Share money for my guys like I've been biscuits. We lit it. Push it, please don't look it. Don't play with me, I do this. No get competition, my enemy na saba. Say na saba. Now I gotta, cause I no be lose guy. I no be lose guy. Really matter, men steam out, inshallah. Start to the band. Keep my head up, even though say sometimes it seems very hard. I'm on me, my dream be my pocket filled with green salad. M.I.A. me, I can give you my AT&T man. No time for beefing anybody, no be waiting, bring me come here. Pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my funds. Me and my guys, they on soft. If they hate, it no be my fault. Better wait for your turn. Oh, yeah, ooh, I'm dripping. Belu water, Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls, no one leave me. Share money for my guys like I be in this case. We lit it. Push it, peace on low key. Don't play with me, I do this. I do this, oh yo, yo, oh yo. The streets ain't got no love, no love. No matter what you do, people them all too tough. Even if say you want this money, if you say I want you, it's in my control. I say now you go. I'm in your guys' eye before you tumble. I'm on me, you go high before he goes off. Universe, no life for us. Take your time, brother, me no rush. Pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my funds. Me and my guys, they on soft. If they hate, it no be my fault. Better wait for your turn. Oh, yeah, oh, I'm dripping. I'm dripping. Belly water, Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls, no one leave me. Share money for my guys like I've been biscuits. We lazy. Push your peace on low key. Don't play with me, I do this.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's the Family Room on Radio Africana, and I'm your host, Faye Kemi. Remember, we're talking about self-care in trying to wrap up what happened in the month of March, which was the month where we celebrated women. And like I said, we had so many wonderful women from Tania, Lisa Depina. We had Sandra in the month of March, and we also had Taiwo, who, you know, did a lot of things with us about and also shared experiences with us. And now we're going into the Family Games segment. Yeah, before we start this segment, I would like to remind you again to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Facebook. And also, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram. That's Faye Kemi Bangbushe. Follow me on TikTok, FK Mighty. And of course, I've got my YouTube channel. That is Faye Kemi Bangbushe TV. So you can also catch up all the episodes that I mentioned earlier during the show about women. You know, amazing women doing amazing things. So wherever you are in the part of the world, remember that you are not alone. We are in this room together. And so we want to ask questions, because this is a time to refresh. What makes you feel relaxed? You can get a pen, you can get a paper, and then you can write it down. What makes you feel relaxed? And answer the questions. So let me share my own experience. What makes me feel relaxed? And also, before I answer that question for myself, please, if you've got experiences you want to share, you can send messages to me. You can DM me on my socials, and also you can also send WhatsApp messages to 0744881570. So you can also DM me. I had some people also to send me questions about it. I put out that question also on the group, during the week, and they actually shared their experiences, which I might read if there's still time. Just share your experience about self-care, you know, how we should take care of ourselves. So what makes me feel relaxed? What makes me feel relaxed after my 9-to-5 every day is that I sit down and I catch up on happenings around the world. I watch the news, I watch entertainment things on YouTube, I watch a lot of things. That's what makes me feel relaxed. And what makes me feel relaxed, before I do that, every day after work, I take a walk. I take 30 minutes to and 30 minutes back home. It's like a feel good medicine for me. By the time I get back home, I don't feel that, don't talk to me. I don't feel that, no, I'm tired. So I can still tell my children, I'm tired, I've been talking since morning. I don't want to talk too much. I want to say just few things. I want to use my few words. So, and what is one thing you enjoy but don't do often? What is that one thing that you enjoy? Do you want to write it down? What is that one thing that you enjoy but you don't do often? One thing I enjoy, if I cast my mind back to 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, was every month, I mentioned it, every month, I'll just check in into the spa. I'll do body scrub. Then I'll go to do steaming. After steaming, then I relax and they massage my body thoroughly. But I will tell you for a fact, I enjoy it. But I don't do it often here. We all understand. But I'm trying. I'm coming back. I'm trying to take care of myself. So as a woman, you're listening to me tonight. You've got family. Take care of yourself. What is that one thing you enjoy but you don't do often? Do you enjoy making your nails? And now your fingers, your fingernails looks horrible. Plan it. End of this month. Go and take care of it. I would say when I gave birth to my first child, I lost my hair you know, some people will think these things are myths. I lost my hair, I lost my fingernails. And in a family where we come from, my mom, my siblings, everyone in my family, even from my paternal side, you know, my mom, my siblings, they have hair. We have, you know, long hair, long nails. But I tell you for a fact, I lost it when I gave it to my second child. But since taking care of my nails now in the UK, since I have time, since last year, sometime last year, you won't believe I'm carrying my natural nails. But because I've put polish on it, you will never know that they are my natural nails. They are my natural nails. But it looked horrible like 3 years ago. Women, come on, take care of yourself. Number three, when was the last time you truly rested? I went for a training in January. I rested a bit, but I've not rested. I've not. And that is why I'm saying that the things I need to do, which is taking care of my children's hair, this Easter period, I'm not going to do it. They would do it. Somebody would do one or two things for them, and then they would do the rest by themselves. I'm going to relax this weekend. Because Good Friday yesterday, you know, we had to do a lot of cooking and all that. But, you know, this weekend, Saturday, I'm going to relax. Easter Sunday, I'm going to relax. Easter Monday, I'm going to relax as well. So when can we do this Easter to feel, what can we do this Easter to feel refreshed as a family? What can we do? Because, you know, because of my show, I can't take my kids out this Saturday. So, but tomorrow, Easter Sunday after church, honestly, I'm going to take my kids out. We are just going to go out. We're going to go out. Daddy's not around. We're going to go out. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We are not going to just come back to the house, you know, and face the four corners of the world again. So Easter is not just about celebration, and it is also about renewal, even as a family. Before we go on a music break, let me check some of the messages. This one is for Amina, and the location is London, UK. Amina says, let me just go back to it again. Let me see if I can. Okay, I will go on a quick break. I think I'm trying to look for the message again. We go on a short break, and when we come back, we'll read the messages and we'll wrap up at the same time. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this time out.
Nobody like work, but you must hustle if you want job. If no finish, they won't fight us. If them they run, them no fit catch up. I know they form say I too righteous. No con they form say you too like us. Me no get the time for the hate and the bad energy. Got my mind on my money. Make you dance like broccoli. Steady green like broccoli. Steady on my grind, no one hear what they want telling me. Could they not my fantasy? They want to check. But in the rush, in the rush, where well, it be much. Now gonna make my talk in the rush. The kind money we touch, yeah. In the rush, in the rush, where well, it be much. No be hype, everybody be crush.
You're welcome back. It's still the Family Room on Radio Africana. And remember, I am your host, Faye Kemi. And we talk about children, we talk about parenting, and we also talk about family life. And we've been talking about self-care. And we've asked people to share their experiences, you know, about self-care as women. We talked about this throughout the Women History Month in the month of March. And I'm just trying to do a recap of everything that we talk about. And then I've got Amina sent in a message. Amina from London says, "I think I realize I was always tired and irritated with my children and started taking just 30 minutes every Sunday for myself, and it has changed my mood completely." Honestly, talk to me. Whenever you're tired, take a walk. Just walk. Take a walk wherever you are in the part of the world, whether you're in the UK, whether you're in Asia, whether you're in Canada, even whether you're in Nigeria, you're in Africa, you're in Nairobi, Kenya. Take a walk. Take a walk after your work. Take a walk when you come back from work, because, you know, even at work, if you had gone out to work, if you don't work from home like me sometimes, you know, you're commuting home. I remember I sit in the car to come back to the house, and then you say, "No, I've exercised my body." That is not exercise. Go to a gym. Go to, like I said, if you find yourself in UK and you're on Better UK, don't just go to the gym that you have that are under Better. They've got dance classes, Zumba, they've got Samba, they've got different, you know, classes that you can go. You can go for yoga classes and all that. It actually does good to your bones, does good to your emotions, to your mood and everything. So let me read, go further. Of course, this is from a man, that is Chinedu from Lagos, Nigeria. That's the Niger people for you. Chinedu says, "Good evening. I told my wife to start going to the salon once a month. I noticed she smiles more now. Men need to support women with self-care." Thank you, Chinedu. Thank you so much. You are not one of those guys that would just say, "What are you doing? Why are you spending money?" Why, you know, some men are so bad. So not all men. They don't even care. And even when you make their hair, they don't even compliment the hair to say, you look good. Rather, they will pick up on things that are bad about what you have done. So to all men out there that have helped their women in the area of self-care, I want to say a big thank you to you. Please keep doing what you're doing, because it's actually adds to that mood, so that the women will not have mood swing. So I've got Grace from Toronto, Canada, and Grace says, "I'm a single mom and I used to feel guilty spending money on myself. Now I budget for self-care like I do for bills. I feel more confident." Yes, definitely. You know, I talked about confidence, that when, and then by the time you self-care, you build your self-confidence, and of course that ripples down to your energy level, and then it also goes down to what you do for your family. Bola from Ogun State, Nigeria. That's the people from Olumorok. Honestly, I didn't know self-care was important. I just kept going. But recently, I started resting more and my health has improved. Honestly, because I've taken some time also to rest, and I'm resting from today till Monday, and I resume work, you know, back on Tuesday. You know, after tomorrow, Easter, I still have Easter break. I still have the Easter Monday and all that. Take my children out tomorrow and Monday, of course, still rest. But I will feel better with myself. We just need to rest. I've got Sandra from Manchester, UK. Sandra says, "After moving to the UK, life became so busy. I stopped taking care of myself. Now I do home facials and small routines. It makes a big difference." And of course, if you have to pay the bills, you don't need to kill yourself. If the money is not enough, you don't need to kill yourself. But like I've said, that we can alternate it. You can actually alternate it. Like this month now, I've done my nails, you know, I've got longer nails now because I feel good. So I've done my nails next month. You know, I'll just put it down that I'm going to do pedicure, and the other month I'm going to do masseuse, you know, so that I can do it. It's not just my girls that I'll push down to. I like the fact that you said, Sandra, that you now do home facials. I also do that. I always buy a lot of it. I don't want to call the name of the store because they didn't actually pay me to do that. But this weekend, tomorrow Sunday, they might be off. Easter Sunday, I don't know about Monday. You can check so many stores. I don't want to give out their names, but there's a particular one that starts with Om, so I won't say the whole thing. So if you go there, you have so many things that you can use to pamper yourself for your feet, to your face. You can get a lot of things. I always get mask, vitamin C mask and all that. I use that a lot. I've got my vitamin C mask scheduled for today to use it, but I've used the one for the underneath my eyeball, that is to just take care of iceberg and all that. So I'm doing that. I did that like 2 days ago, I think, before I started work, and I'm going to do my mask today. So you can do those routines by yourself as well. Thank you, Sandra. Michael from Austin, USA says, my wife, I love the fact that it's not just the women that have sent a message today. Thank you to all the men. Thank you, Chinedu. Michael says, my wife does everything for the family. I started encouraging her to take weekends off sometimes. It has improved our home atmosphere. Michael, honestly, it does actually. On Saturdays these days, I'm not used to coming downstairs to, you know, to cook anymore, because the only thing I do, like today, is just to prepare for my show, and then I come into the studio and I do my show in the evenings. But I tell you for a fact, my husband is the one that helps out with the, you know, the delicious African snacks that you take in the morning and you feel good. He does it effortlessly, you know, with so much smile in his face. He does not care, you know, and he does it for us, and I'm happy and I'm grateful. I want to say thank you, K-Bams, for that. And I've got, I'll read just one more message before we wrap up tonight. Fatima, and if I can do one more, Fatima says, from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you, Fatima. It says, I love this topic. Dancing and walking have become my self-care. It's free and it helps my mental health a lot. If you live in Salford City, there's a place called Salford Library. Just DM me. I can connect you to Lusoko Connect. They came actually 2 Saturdays ago. They will help you out. Lusoko, they will help you out, because I go there after work every Monday. They are not open Easter Monday. I know everybody will be resting with their family, but they should be back after Easter Monday. So trust me, you will enjoy yourself. They do just Afrobeat dance, and Tanya takes us, and it is absolutely free, and you get to connect with other women. 1 hour, 6:30 to 7:30. Whenever I finish work, turn off my computer, and I rush down to do this every Monday. I come back with that feel good mood, and I enjoyed myself. And sometimes one of my girls will say, Mom, what's wrong with you? I'll say, because I just came back from Afro Fitness dance. Let me see if I've got okay. 1 month, I'll just read from this. From a man as well. Thanks to all the men again. Danielle says, from Alberta, Canada, says, my wife never rests. I used to be one of those. After listening to your show, I told her she needs to take care of herself too. Thank you for this message. Thank you to Danielle for, you know, putting on your own words as well. So thank you to all our listeners, for people that shared the messages now, and people that also shared their messages also, you know, during the week. We want to say a very big thank you to everyone. And as we're going to wrap up the show this night, we want to tell you that self-care is very important. And, you know, in the family room, we reflect, you know, on what we do as families, what we do for our children, what we do as a parent, and what we do for ourselves as a man, as a woman. The men, please, I don't want you to feel, I've said, don't feel bad, don't feel jealous. Of course, I'm going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate men in a special way during the Father's Month. You just wait for it. We've got lots of things we're going to do during that period, and you're going to enjoy yourself. So, as we've come to the end of our Women's History Month series, which is today, I know we're bringing it on Easter weekend. So, every woman listening tonight, you have given so much. Yes, you have given so much. You have carried so much. Yes, you have shown strength like I do now, in ways people never fully understand, and they feel like, where's this energy coming from? Where's the strength coming from? But tonight I want to remind you that you deserve care. You deserve that self-care. You deserve to love up on yourself. Nobody can do it. Check in into that salon. Check in into that spa. Check in to take care of your body. Check in to take care of your own mood by resting. And as we celebrate Easter this weekend, a season of hope, like I said, a season of renewal, and a season of new life, may you find rest. To every family, may you find restoration. I pray restoration for every family, and may you find renewal. So I pray renewal to every child, to every man, to every woman listening, every woman listening out there. And I want to say a very big thank you to all our listeners. Remember to follow me, Fekemi Bambushe, on TikTok, FK Mighty, Fekemi Bambushe on Facebook and on Instagram. And of course, you know, you can catch up on these shows on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, and remember also to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Facebook and on Instagram. To my amazing producers, I want to say thank you and see you again next week Saturday. Enjoy your Easter Sunday and your Easter Monday. Bye everyone.
For the ones who love you so, be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt,
and when nobody's around,
they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember, the family comes.
Where you gonna run?
Where you gonna run?
When no one is around.
No one is around.
Do you think out there they'll love you when your face is on the ground?
Face is on the ground.
Instead